A fire that burned roughly 250 acres in Mason County 2 weeks ago has been put out. Now, biologists are concerned about the potential impacts on local salmon runs. Ashley Ahern reports.
John's Creek flows into Puget Sound near Shelton, Washington. It's about 9 miles long and is home to one of the strongest runs of chum salmon in the southern part of the sound. And right now, it's full of fish and blanketed in ash, says John Kanofsky. He's the environmental program manager for the Squaxin Island tribe.
The fire burned all the way down to the water, and you look up the hillside, and all you see is this kind of blanket of ash, and it looks like a snowstorm, actually.
There's rain expected this weekend. That could be bad news for the tens of thousands of summer-run chum salmon that are spawning in the creek right now. Kanofsky worries that the ash will irritate their gills and smother the eggs. John's Creek also empties out into some of the most valuable shellfish beds in Puget Sound. This September was the third driest on record, and there was no measurable rain in August.
It's not something I've ever dealt with before. And so if this is a harbinger of the future, it's not good.
Kanofsky said the tribe will be monitoring the situation and may put down straw to block the ash from sensitive parts of the creek. More than 60,000 acres have burned in Washington this year. I'm Ashley Ahern in Seattle.